Any question from anybody?
How can I understand the connection between thoughts, words, and actions to practice and serve properly?
Not necessarily thinking, always what is the instruction of your guru that you should follow that. Proper practicing good association always. Always avoid the bad association, always good association. Mani sadhu sangha, good association. And Adi Devata is the Nam Sankirtan, Adi Devata is Nityananda. Always remembering Nityananda and chanting the holy name. Always chanting the Nam Sankirtan, Hari Katha, Bhagavat Sravan, listening. Always thinking, always about Dham. Navadvip Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Puri Dham, always thinking about Dhams, understand these three Dhams always. You should have deities in your house or in the temple. If you are living in the temple, that is no problem. If you are living in your house, you should follow as a temple rules and regulations. Aruti, Mangala Aruti, offering bhog, taking prasadam, giving bhog to the deities. In this way, you cooking for the deities, making the garland, tulasi seva. In this way, you have to continue. You have to pass every day. You have to pass every day with service. Service always with you. And in this way, you are always thinking for the Lord and remembering to the Lord. That is the main things. But sometimes we are with the bad association, sometimes we are, our faith is losing and mind is disturbed for so many bad things and not to listen any Vaishnava Ninda or Sadhu Ninda, not to talk any Sadhu Ninda, not to make gossiping actually, not to make any conversation about any Sadhu, any devotees, not to make gossiping. That is the main problem of our spiritual life. Our ear, our eyes is want to see so many bad things, want to hear so many bad things. For us always, always we have to close our eyes not to see bad things and close our ears not to listen bad things. For us that is the main things. You always be good things and spiritual things, and then your life will be very spiritualist. In this way you can understand. How you understand? In this way you can understand. What is the necessity in your spiritual life and what is necessity for taking the human body? By the fortune of the Lord, great fortune of the Lord, you got this human body and you have to use your human body, every parts and parcel, for service for the Lord. Okay, any other?
Can we receive the prasad that has been already offered and distributed?
No.
Okay.
No. It is offering already to the Lord and remnants, we have to take that. You cannot make again hot and not good. Not good.
Guru, in case of the meal, we can warm up and then tell me?
No, not
because
good.
It's not good.
It's cold, you can take the cold.
What can we do when we see good brothers who are older than us do and say things that we know are not correct in our philosophy?
It is not good example for us. Actually, nije achari dharma jivke shikhay. Acharo prachar namare dui karjo. Achar kore, who is practicing, he can preaching. And who is not practicing, he cannot preach. He can preach, but will not be worked. If somebody practicing, if he is preaching, that will be works. That result will come. That result will be fruitful. He is the older or he is the younger, that is not question. When Mahaprabhu gave the mercy to Narayani Devi, he is 3.5 years old. He got the mercy 3.5 years old. But so many old people that time, they did not get mercy from Mahaprabhu. But he is older or aged, that is not question. If he is proper practicing, then he can freeze. If otherwise, his freezing will be the great result.
I think in the questions, what she asks is what she should do when she sees that situation.
She will not tell anything. She will overlook. Not to give attention to do that. Actually, it is necessary to ignore that. Actually, our line is, you have to do what is your Guru said, and what is the preaching, what Gurudev's consciousness, what Gurudev told, that you will preach, and if somebody telling this and that, not to look left and right, you go straight forward.